April 11th, Esther chapter 4.
When Mordecai learned all that had been done, Mordecai tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out into the midst of the city, and he cried out with a loud and bitter cry. He went up to the entrance of the king's gate, for no one was allowed to enter the king's gate clothed in sackcloth. And in every province, wherever the king's command and his decree reached, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting and weeping and lamenting, and many of them lay in sackcloth and ashes. When Esther's young woman and her eunuchs came and told her, the queen was deeply distressed. She sent garments to clothe Mordecai so that he might take off his sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Then Esther called for Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs, who had been appointed to attend her, and ordered him to go to Mordecai to learn what this was and why it was. Hathach went out to Mordecai in the open square of the city, in front of the king's gate, and Mordecai told him all that had happened to him, and the exact sum of money that Haman had promised to pay into the king's treasuries for the destruction of the Jews. Mordecai also gave him a copy of the written decree issued in Susa for their destruction, that he might show it to Esther and explain it to her and command her to go to the king to beg his favour and plead with him on behalf of her people. And Hathach went and told Esther what Mordecai had said. Then Esther spoke to Hathach and commanded him to go to Mordecai and say, "All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that if any man or woman goes to the king inside the inner court without being called, there is but one law, to be put to death, except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter, so that he may live. But as for me, I have not been called to come into the king these 30 days. And they told Mordecai what Esther had said. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go gather all the Jews to be found in Susa, and hold a fast on my behalf, and do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my young woman will also fast as you do. Then I will go to the king, though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." Mordecai then went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him.
Accepting your assignment, Mary A. Cassian. The Book of Esther is a fascinating story that involves power, sexuality, corruption, competition, racial tension, jealousy, resentments, conspiracy, and political scheming. The plot has intriguing twists and turns, rivaling any Hollywood movie. Mordecai the Jew refuses to pay homage to Haman, an arrogant man who clawed his way up the pecking order to become the king's top official. Incensed that Mordecai refuses to bow down and worship him, Haman hatches a crafty political scheme to exterminate the Jews. Haman doesn't know that the king's beautiful new wife, Esther, is secretly a Jew. Not only that, she's Mordecai's cousin. Mordecai instructs Esther to appeal to the king. Initially, she's reluctant. Her predecessor, Queen Vashti, was banished when she didn't follow protocol. But Mordecai convinces Esther that God had put her in the palace for such a time as this. Esther chapter 4, verse 14. Winning the royal beauty pageant was no accident. God wanted to use the king's penchant for beautiful women to fulfill a greater purpose, both for Esther and for the Jews. Mordecai challenges her to step up and accept her assignments. She agrees and intervenes on behalf of her people, knowing that it might cost her position, perhaps even her life. God uses all sorts of people and circumstances to accomplish his purposes. Esther was an orphan who lived with the Jewish exiles in Persia with her cousin Mordecai, a minor government official. We don't know why she entered the king's pageant. Perhaps it was to guarantee food and shelter for the rest of her life. In any case, Esther became one in a long line of women who slept with the king and managed to enamor him with her beauty and sensuality. This is obviously not God's ideal for marriage. Even so, he used the situation to bring about good. He used the orphan girl. He used the beauty pageant. He used the playboy king. God's purposes touch the lives of rich and poor, rulers and commoners, the godly and the wicked. There is nothing in this world outside the influence and sovereign purpose of God. We also learn that each of us has an assignment. Esther's assignment of petitioning the king was risky and frightening. The outcome was uncertain. Mordecai emphasized that God would accomplish his purpose even if she refused to cooperate. But if God got someone else to do the job, she would lose the blessing, joy, and reward of faithful obedience. God provided Esther the strength and wisdom to do what he asked her to do, and the outcome was beyond what she could have imagined. Her story challenges us to look beyond our circumstances, limitations, and fears, and ask the Lord, "What is your assignment for me?"